Hi, Kenzie.
Hi.
Okay, turn your microphone on. That's the first thing.
It's on.
Okay, good. We'll start. Will you just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you?
So my name's Mackenzie Brown. I'm in seventh grade, 13 years old. I go to school at Central. I teach Sunday school, and I'm in confirmation.
What else do you like to do?
I enjoy spending time with my family and friends. I'm a competition dancer, and
yeah. The beatitude that we first talked about was, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. What were kind of your initial thoughts about that one?
I thought that, like, peacemakers are people who try and spread peace and want kindness like God wants, and God notices that in a person.
Yeah. Are there some traits of peacemakers that you can think of, or who would be peacemakers?
Yeah, like people who include everyone and are kind. They don't treat someone different for being different than everyone else.
Yeah. I have your notes. I'm going to help you, because I like what you said here, where you said not bringing other people down for being different. Mm-hmm. A peacemaker is someone who's inclusive to others, who's creating peace, like kind of this action of, there's an action with it to create peace, where maybe sometimes we think of peacemakers a little more passive. But I like that your wording was to have an action with it. Yeah. What do you think maybe we can learn about Jesus through this beatitude?
That Jesus values kindness and is trying to tell us that we should try and spread peace, even if it might not be easy. Mm-hmm. We should still put in an effort to try because he notices those actions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This from what you were saying too was, the peacemakers are not people who are lucky, but people who go out and spread the word, that maybe the peace isn't just coming to them, but they are going out, spreading the word of God. And yeah, that was a good way to put it. Yeah. How does being a peacemaker and being a child of God relate to God's character and the person of Jesus?
It shows us that God recognizes our actions of spreading that peace, and he looks at us and he thinks, like, oh, they're being kind and they want everyone to think of them as a nice person.
Yeah. Yeah, as we are called to be children of God, some of those, the kindness and inclusivity and welcome that we bring into our identity is a reflection of how God invites us into the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We talked about a story of it maybe being difficult to be a peacemaker sometimes. When is it challenging to be a peacemaker?
Sometimes when my mom asks me, like, do the dishes or something, it's hard to, like, do what she asks, especially if I don't want to, but, like, it'll help her out and, like, it'll help her get other stuff done, mm-hmm. even though I might not want to do it. It will help other people.
Well, it's a teamwork effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, where if we're doing things together and maybe it's not what we want to do or how we want to do it, but to just kind of suck it up and do it, huh? Mm-hmm. Yep, Kenzie's going home to do the dishes. That's what she said, yeah. So she promised. You did a little research into what other people say about being peacemakers. Some, I don't know, maybe other pastors, or I don't know who you looked up, but what did other people say about being a peacemaker?
Being a peacemaker can be difficult and might put you outside of your comfort zone at points, but it can also lead you closer to God and what God, the person that God wants you to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think sometimes when we When we feel pushed outside of our comfort zone, we think, I can't be farther from God outside of my comfort zone, because my comfort zone would be in the arms of God surrounding me. And so maybe those challenges are a way to see a little more clearly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our next part is, being a peacemaker takes blank.
It takes courage, confidence, mm-hmm. going out of your way to be different from the way the world works. Mm-hmm. And when we fail, grace and forgiveness are always abundant, meaning it's hard to be a peacemaker and you might fail, but God knows that you work hard to accomplish spreading that peace, which is what he means when he says, they will be called peacemakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they will be called peacemakers. Good, you said it. That was good. And then we're going to wrap up a little bit. You want to say anything else? Open floor.
No.
Okay, great. but you did write a prayer for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love for you to pray that prayer.
Lord, please help us all spread peace and kindness so we can be called to as children of God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Can we give her a round of applause?
Thank you. Yep.